You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
This is Ken and Curtis with Ken Laird and Chris Curtis on WEEI.
All right, Curtis, let us back into Fenway Park for Fenway Fest. And we are in Craig Breslow's office, and we have 5 minutes, and then we got to get out. So you better make this good, my friend.
Well, I mean, it is amazing. I was banned for life from Gillette Stadium. Well,
you were?
Because I was a drunken idiot in 2003. And now I interview Vrabel a door away from the police station that's in the bowels of Gillette Stadium.
Yeah.
And I've never been banned from Fenway Park. So that is a great, great beginning.
Day ain't over.
2026 could be a year.
Right. It is my year. We only have 5 minutes, which is the perfect amount of time to talk about the signings this offseason. So in all sincerity, good to see you, Craig.
Thank you. Great to see you, too.
What do you think is the biggest reason why the Red Sox have yet to make a signing, the only team in Major League Baseball, this offseason?
Sure. I think working backwards from what we're trying to do this offseason is make our team better, right? Give ourselves the best chance we can to compete for the World Series. We think we've made the team better. It's come via trades. The obvious answer as to why we haven't signed a free agent yet is we haven't lined up in terms of our offers being accepted by players. There's still a good amount of talented players available in free agency. That's a very useful way to add talent to the organization. It's just not the only way.
Yeah.
Do you have any breaking news today? This is a great place to do it if you have a signing that's imminent or anything that's close.
It's still early in the day. So
my thing, and I know we're very brief here, so we're gonna have to sort of be rapid fire, but the Alonso offer that was reported, obviously, I don't know. I wasn't part of the negotiations. He hasn't told me. But it was reportedly 3 years and nowhere near what he ended up getting with the Orioles. What is the purpose of engaging in a contract negotiation and beginning from a spot that is, I think, pretty widely assumed nowhere near where the player was going to eventually land?
Sure. Well, I can't get into the specifics of any individual pursuit or negotiation, but I think the way every team approaches free agency is you identify the players that you think can help make your team better, and you try to figure out, what type of resources you can put toward that player relative to everything else that you're trying to do. And sometimes that works out, sometimes it doesn't, and we can only control how we behave and not how any other organization does.
Chief Baseball Officer Craig Breslow, our guest here on Ken and Curtis. I know you can't talk about Alex specifically now that he's not your player, but he was your player. How, when you look back on it, are the negotiations with somebody who has left but has already been with you, does it make it a little easier because he knows, what your system is and what worked here, and is that an aid to you as we go forward here over the next couple weeks?
They're certainly more known about you know, a player who's been here before and known in terms of the makeup, the work ethic, the ability to perform in Boston, which is a unique environment, the fit on the roster, the fit in the clubhouse. And we spend a lot of time in off-season free agent pursuits trying to tell the story of the Boston Red Sox and convey the direction that the organization is going, our beliefs and philosophies, and why Boston is such a great city. And we, you know, talk about the fan base. When a player has been here, you don't really have to do that. They've experienced it. So certainly, you know, if this is a multi-step process, you're a couple of steps into it by the time you get started.
And were you braced for this? Did you kind of know he was going to opt out, that that might be a real possibility going into the offseason?
It's always a possibility, given it was negotiated. He had that right. You know, we obviously think very highly of Alex and the impact that he had on the clubhouse and on the field. You know, he's still out there, and we'll see where things go.
How scared are you as a general manager or baseball officer that you bring in Bregman last year? It leads through whoever's fault. I don't really care that Devers is unhappy and he gets traded, and then now you're. Potentially, today, you have neither of those guys on your roster entering this 2026 season.
Sure, I don't think scared is the right way to characterize that. I think you have to make you know, the best individual decisions that you can every time a situation arises, and you hope that those compound on each other over time. My job is to, you know, is to have one eye on the future and make sure that we're not doing something in the short term that sacrifices significantly the long term. But if you make decisions scared, you probably don't end up making decisions. You know, and so we're going to make the best decisions we can to help us win as many games in 26 as we can.
In hindsight, did you underestimate the impact of Bregman on Devers entering last season, given how that unfolded?
I've replayed this situation a lot. I've been prompted to replay it a lot, it turns out. Yeah. And there are absolutely things that we could have done differently, that I could have done differently. And all I can do is, you know, kind of commit that if I'm in a similar situation in the future, I'll handle it with as much, you know, transparency and communication as I possibly can. And ultimately, that doesn't mean that the outcome is going to be any different. It's just being able to look back and say, hey, I'm not sure how much differently I could have handled this to lead to a different outcome.
Well, before I let you go, the guys that you have acquired, Contreras and Oviedo and Gray, give us a little capsule. What are Red Sox fans in for with the three new additions?
Sure. So with Sonny, this guy's you know, a veteran who's pitched in a bunch of big games, who's pitched at the front of a rotation for a really long time, maybe a little bit under the radar. But if you look, you know, this is a guy who struck out 200 guys for the last two seasons, doesn't walk anybody, manages contact. So we think he'll perform really well here at our park and was super excited to come to the Red Sox. You know, he had a no-trade clause and obviously was willing to waive it. Similar situation with Wilson, who was even more outspoken about his willingness to stay in St. Louis if that's what the situation dictated. But right-handed, hits the ball really hard, has elite bat speed. We saw from 24 to 25 his ability to pull the ball in the air increased by 11 or 12%, and that's something that's going to profile really well here. And then his defense at first base is something that has really grown over the course of the season, so we think he's going to also solidify the right side of the infield. And then in Oviedo, he's got a ton of potential and a ton of upside that we don't think he's realized yet. He's and we saw early 6'6", and you know, just a massive human with you know, with a really good fastball. And pre-Tommy John surgery, his fastball playability wasn't nearly as strong as what it looks like it is coming out of it. The shape has played, it's improved, and the fastball has played quite a bit better. He's got a ton of swing and miss on it, and we feel like the best is still in front of him.
Well, we appreciate the time. Good luck here at Fenway Fest, navigating the crowds and getting the best out of your players here and down in Fort Myers. We'll be looking to talk to you down there.
Sounds great. Thank you.
Thank you, Craig.
All right. Craig Breslow, Chief Baseball Officer of the Boston Red Sox here on WEEI. And, Curtis, you want to take a break? We might have Sam Kennedy coming up short. So we'll throw the early parts of the show into the blender here a little bit. And David Easer's got What's Trending, and we'll be back with Sam Kennedy live from Fenway.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Get Boston Sports Original on the go.
Wherever you go.
Just download the Odyssey app.
Ken and Curtis on WEEI.
Live at Fenway Park at Fenway Fest. It is Ken and Curtis here on WEEI. And our coverage here at Fenway Fest today is presented by Shaw's and Star Market. Proud to be local since 1860. By McFarland Energy, the heating, cooling, and bioheat delivery pros that Eastern Mass and all of Cape Cod, Curtis, depend on. McFarlandEnergy.com. The E.L. Harvey companies, including Nauset and Miga Disposal, your local trash collection and recycling providers. And by our friends at Aviva Trattoria, Italian-inspired, American-made with fresh, whole, locally sourced ingredients. So, here we are. We had Craig Breslow.
We're out of time.
We had Craig Breslow for 5 minutes. That was interesting.
I wish the front office spent as much time on free agency as they do thinking about ways to avoid talking to me.
Well, he must really be busy. I mean, God, the schedule must be lined up here in the 10 a.m. hour.
You told me to get here at 9, and I got here at 9:15, and you said that because we might want to tape something.
They said they might want to tape it. We should have taped it. That would have been better.
What are we doing?
I don't know. That was a whirlwind tour.
Oof, what a season. We're starting off on a good foot.
Well, I'd ask if there were any takeaways from the Breslow chat.
I thought my line at the beginning was the winner.
Yeah. he got it. He was in on the joke.
Oh, yeah. He's
he didn't like it.
I always wonder, it's like, is that Lenny Clark? I always get those two confused.
Well, and your joke was, if people missed that.
We began. Ken said we only have a couple minutes, and I said plenty of time to talk about all the offseason signings. Yeah. What's your favorite?
He gave a little smirk at
that. Yeah, before he even went on the air, he's like, are you going to be hard on me? I'm like, God in heaven, you went to freaking Yale or Princeton. You can handle it.
He did fine.
We did great. We love
Sam Kennedy will join us here. He's expected to join us here shortly, right. The Red Sox president. So you two behave and be civil, but we will hope to get some answers. I'm just curious as to how close they are with Bregman and how long they're going to wait for the guy. You know,
I don't think Bregman is a signing that is going to galvanize the masses and say, this is what we wanted all along.
I think not the masses. It won't galvanize. It won't be like, but it will at least be satisfying and quell the dissent. You agree with that?
Dissent, I don't know. Here's the thing. Like, people love the Red Sox. They love baseball. There's a bunch of people here.
Sold out?
Sold out event at Fenway Park. The fans lit up Fenway. And that, I think the people here think that that's an endorsement of them, when in reality, it's just there is a bunch of young players that the fans have connected with. last year you make the playoffs, you know, you have a year that was a little bit better than the ones prior, so fans want the team to be successful. It's a January Saturday before the Patriots play tomorrow.
Nice Saturday, by the
way. Gorgeous day.
Unexpectedly nice.
But it's not an endorsement of how they've been doing business. And I was thinking, I watched the season-ending press conference this morning just to sort of refresh my memory. And they talked about this season like it was this great step. When, if this were the old wild card, they missed the playoffs. They got into the playoffs by a new position in the playoffs that wasn't there before. So it's not like they had this like resounding, you know, worst of first. But
well, it was good to get a taste. You're right about that. But the taste of the postseason was awesome, right? And then you get the Yankees, which ratchets it up. And I know, you know.
Sam, Happy New Year.
Hi, Sam. Welcome in. How excited people were when they Red Sox beat the Yankees in the wild card.
Right.
So then it was like you had the deciding game. You had the feels again.
Oh, that, I mean, the
no
wild
doubt
card.
About that.
Yeah, you're good. The wild card, the way in which that series unfolded, obviously game three didn't go the way any of us wanted, but the way that sort of, it just felt, there was a bunch of watch parties on Lansdowne Street. You had the whole city, and it's never going to be 04 because that was once in a lifetime. But it felt like the juices were back. And I don't know, did it feel like old school 2000s, earlys, when you guys got here with the ownership group?
You know, it did, because there's this sort of next generation of Red Sox fans seeing our guys and these young players that they're excited about. But it left us with a really bad taste in our mouth, coming off of a series that, you know, you mentioned game three, also game two, sort of felt like we could have won that game.
Definitely.
And so it was frustrating, also. It was a positive thing that we got back to October, where we belong, as you mentioned. But I'm never not amazed at the incredible support. Like, I think a lot about just that one game playoff in 2021, how electric that was, even in comparison to the 04s and the 07s and the 13s and the 18s. When we do our job and deliver, it's just extraordinary the way our fans get behind this team. And so that's really what it's all about. And you know, last year, while we finished with a bitter taste in our mouth at Yankee Stadium, it definitely gives us like the ability now to say, all right, let's take that next step and keep building upon this.
And I think, Sam, one of my very positive things is I like to correct those locally and nationally that say baseball is dead. And, you know, there's a many ways that you can have empirical data, and one of them is in ratings. And that 2021 one-game playoff, which was to get into the wild card round, the Red Sox locally did a better number than the Celtics winning the championship against the Mavericks. And it's not that you're, you know, you all support each other. It's not, you know, a big rivalry, but you would never hear anybody say that basketball is dead in Boston. And it's just that team in 21. You know, the walk-off home run by Vasquez, all that. I mean, it was a great run. And at the beginning of this playoffs, you had a feeling like this was going to be potentially, that's what's so disappointing, is that the city was really ready to take off with it.
Well, I appreciate you saying that. And it sounds like we've got New Year's resolutions to be totally positive.
Yes.
All across the spectrum at WEI this year.
Yeah. Very nice quarter fit.
No, it's interesting because I think a lot about it. Obviously, you know, I haven't been in baseball since 1993. You know, there's always these periods of time where baseball is sort of accused of being boring and dying. And I actually think it's has a lot to do with baseball, rightly so, being held to a much, much higher standard as like America's pastime. And look, we did have a period of time where the game was suffering related to interest level and pace of play. And I really think the rule changes that the commissioner's office made a couple years ago to speed up the game, encourage more balls in play, getting rid of the shift, slightly bigger bases to, you know, increase stolen bases and offense and running. I know it's harder on the pitchers, but I do think objectively, if you look at attendance, you look at ratings, those, they seem like simple changes. They were not simple.
And the extra innings, which has been...
Extra innings rule, huge, huge. So it's hard. It's hard for traditionalists, but put me in the camp of making even more bold, aggressive changes, even trying things at the minor league level just so we can sort of see. That was what was so great about the rule changes. We experimented at the minor league level and really got them right before implementing them at the big league level. And it's a good partnership. We have this joint competition committee with the players and the owners so they can talk about ideas. But I think we need to keep pushing because it really worked, and we are in an incredibly competitive market for entertainment, eyeballs and dollars and ratings and interest. I mean, you look at what college football is doing. I am a total casual college football fan. I know almost nothing about college football.
Miami now that Cora's having success, right?
Well, AC always wants to talk about the U and Miami.
Yeah, right.
And all. But I'm watching Indiana and Oregon last night, and I'm like, holy cow, look at that Mercedes-Benz Stadium. It's 90% full of Indiana. And you know why? I'm a consumer and I'm a fan and I'm watching it and I realize it's like win or go home. I understand, even I can understand the bracket system.
Right.
You know, the bowl system always confused me. The computer rankings confuse me. So I think the way the schedule lays out is really important. And so we in the baseball industry need to be mindful of that. It's a very, very competitive landscape, and we have to keep pushing, coming up with new ideas. But the game is in a really good spot right now. We saw it. I mean, you saw the World Series last year. Other than the fact we weren't in it, it was extraordinary.
Sox President Sam Kennedy, our guest here at Fenway Fest, Ken and Curtis. How close are the Red Sox to competing for a championship?
It's a great question. I have to stay out of the prediction business because I definitely don't know. And I prove that right every single year. What I know is we took a step forward last year. We've taken a couple of steps to improve this 2026 club by adding a right-handed bat with Wilson Contreras, putting Sonny Gray in that rotational help. The deals that always sort of surprise you are sometimes the smaller deals for guys you weren't sure. Hopefully Oviedo falls into that category. But we feel like we have more work to do. We are working on that. No one wants to hear about how hard you're trying, right? So I'll stay away from that. But we feel like we have a team that is built to play baseball in October and hopefully take that next step with a great group of young homegrown guys who really enjoy playing in Boston. And so we're excited, but we got a lot more work to do.
And when things drag out a little bit, as they have some years like this, how involved do you get in the process, or do you just let Craig handle all those negotiations?
You know, it's there's too much passion to not be involved. And Craig is great. You know, he's been with us going all the way back to, 2007 as a player and been a part of the family. So we're all very, very close. And Alex is involved, and John and Tom and Mike and myself are involved at, I think, hopefully the appropriate level, just with not chiming in on, this type of player or that type of player. But in terms of the economics and the finances, that's obviously our duty and obligation. But we're trying to be as supportive as possible. We're trying to have this sense of urgency. Brez feels it. So we're the WhatsApp and text chains are flying all day, every day.
So I said to Ken, I watched, just to refresh my memory, I watched the end of season presser this morning, and urgency is a word you used. It's a word throughout the organization. And as someone that's not in this building, it appears to be the opposite of what the offseason has been. The only team in the sport without an offseason free agent signing. I think there is a large portion of the people that will be here today and the people listening to this right now that are deeply frustrated that there was this opportunity after sort of returning to the playoffs with this great young nucleus. You bring in a legitimate ace. You got Roman Anthony. You got all these guys that are going to be here hopefully for 10 years. And there was no ability to add to that. Why has that been the case?
Well, I have to correct you because we've added. There's sort of two ways to build a roster, right? There's free agent signings, and then there's trades in an off season, and you add costs and salary both ways. By adding and trading for Sonny Gray and Wilson Contreras, making those trades, we've actually taken on about, I think, roughly $40 million in player payroll, which is more than any other club in Major League Baseball has taken on via trade. So the narrative, and you're right, we haven't signed a free agent yet. Hopefully that changes. But that's another way to do it. So you have free agency, and you have trades in the offseason. Obviously, you have drafts, you have international at other times of the year. But I have to correct that point, because you said you haven't added, and obviously we've added a top of the rotation starter, and we've added a guy at first base who we think is really going to help this team. So I think it's really important that we point that out. That said, big free agent signings and splashes are really, really nice to have and important, but what's really nice to have is a team that wins 90 plus games and gets back to the postseason and gets us where we need to be.
In hindsight with Bregman, did you know he was going to opt out? And did you think about negotiating in season, or was that something you just wanted to stay away from?
Yeah, all of the above. I mean, we had a great relationship with Alex, and he's earned every single right he has by, through his control years, arbitration years, his free agency. He negotiated for certain options. So we respect all the rights he has, and we're not allowed to talk about ongoing free agent negotiations. Those are Major League Baseball rules. I think that's also something that people, even members of my own family, when we talk about what you guys are doing, there are certain things we're not allowed to do under the rules of the game, which, to use your word, Chris, are frustrating.
Yeah.
But it's how it goes. And then stuff leaks out, and you're like, oh, man, that's not true, unless I'm missing something. But we can't, as front office members, talk about certain things. So it does get frustrating and difficult.
On that, I think it was the winter meetings, where there was a lot of buzz. And there were a lot of people that are very close to this organization telling the fans that you were going to love the next 72 hours or 48 hours. None of that came to fruition. Obviously, I have no idea. You probably don't know who said what to who. But the correction is accurate that you have added $40 million in payroll with trade. But it's also accurate that you traded $250 million last year to the Giants and Rafi Devers. So I just don't think the fan base views this offseason as one where the organization is showing urgency. And I don't think it's a disconnect. I just think it's Sonny Gray. He could have a great year. But that's sort of like Walker Buehler. Those guys are available because they have a high ceiling, but they're not a known commodity. Like Garrett Crochet, you trade a bunch of front-end prospects and you get a great pitcher. He's the Cy Young. He was a brilliant move, all of that. It just felt like the team is not just Sonny Gray, Contreras away from taking that next step to potentially winning a championship.
So I have to correct you again, Curtis, and I don't mean to be...
We do it all day.
I don't mean to be litigious or
it's
argumentative.
Okay. Yeah.
But
my parents wanted to correct me many times.
You mentioned, I think, $250 million.
Right.
Yeah. So if you go back to this time last year, this organization has taken on... I did the math just because I was going to be prepared for this line of questioning of you.
Yeah.
I think it's about $498 million of contractual commitments that this organization has taken on. You mentioned Garrett Crochet, right? You mentioned Roman Anthony. You mentioned Christian Campbell. We did the Bregman deal last year. So it totals $498 million. And again, our fans, there's a lot of media talk about dollars and 250, and I'm throwing out $498 million. It doesn't matter. We need to win baseball games. It doesn't matter. We need to win baseball games. But I do need to correct that false, inaccurate portrayal that this team is not committed to dollars and long-term contracts, because it's just false.
Well, but I agree. There's many...
Oh, he agrees. Next question.
I would just say that...
Neutralized.
You're a victim of your own success here with this ownership group.
I'll take that from Chris Curtis.
Right.
You're a victim of your own success.
Because early on...
Happy New Year. Happy New Year, guys.
All right, Sam. Take care. No. I'd love.
By the way, I brought my parents just to hope that of questioning would be a little bit friendly. And it has been.
My dad just texted. He said he wants you to be his son. So
we make a trade.
No, believe it. You don't want me. It's just like when the team would fail, as in not win a championship or finish before where they wanted to conclude.
Yep.
There was an unmistakable desire and urgency that was shown in the actual signings of that offseason, or trading for a Curt Schilling, or bringing in, David Price or whatever. And it's just this offseason, there has been, and maybe it's just the fault of the reporting and people got excited about something that wasn't going to come, but we listen to people every day, 6 days a week, 4 hours a day, and there has just been a real frustration from the fans. That's not just what the media people are saying. I think there is a legitimate frustration from fans that jumped back on board with both feet and see where you are here on January 10th is not where they wanted you to be.
Well, listen, we could sign you up to help us with that. You can talk to them about, all the corrections to the false narrative that I've just pointed out.
Right.
You can explain to them that we have added to our rotation, that we have added a significant player in Wilson Contreras, that we've made several below-the-radar trades. You can point out that you know, maybe we are victims of our own success, and you don't know what's going to happen until we get into the season. And look, I'm obviously being a little bit facetious. I think this is what makes Boston and baseball and WEEI like so great. And this is why you want to be here, because 6-7 days a week, you're getting calls, you're hearing from people who want what we want, and that is to play baseball in October and to win another World Series championship. The good news is we're all aligned in that. We are working hard in that endeavor, and we know that until we're back where we belong, pouring champagne on each other in late October, nothing else matters. So we sign up for this. We love this. This is home, and you wouldn't want to be doing it anywhere else. And we accept that, and we have a huge obligation to the fans to get back to that promised land.
On a bigger picture, just one last one, just with the Major League Baseball, it's the worst kept secret that there potentially could be a work stoppage at the end of this year. Given everything you said at the beginning about, and it's accurate, about the how baseball has improved with these rule changes that have made it far more appealing to the younger people that don't have much of an attention span, what is on the line if baseball is facing a work stoppage at the end of this year?
Well, I go back a long ways to the early 1990s, and you know, I was let go by the Yankees organization in August of 1994. Now, I was lucky because I was going back to school. I was on the non-essential employee list, clearly, and I got shown the door.
Yeah, that's what Ken has me on.
But I remember just, you know, that was my first lesson in labor negotiations and the far-reaching, wide-ranging impacts of the game shutting down. This commissioner, this Players Association have had a great track record since that time of keeping the game going. And a surefire way for me to get fined or to get in trouble is to talk publicly about bargaining or any element of it. But I will just point to this commissioner and this union having a good track record of keeping the game going uninterrupted for decades. And you know, it's way, way above my pay grade, but all fingers and toes crossed that discussions start, you know, at the appropriate time. And hopefully we'll keep things going.
Thanks for letting us back in. We'll see you at Fort Myers.
Happy New Year, guys. Thanks for being here so much. And let's think about the trade. I don't know. We can talk. He's right over there. Yeah. We got the decision maker.
Yeah, a player to be named later.
Does he want to host? We can bring him on.
Yeah, no, definitely not.
All right.
Please, God, no.
Sam Kennedy, the president of the Boston Red Sox, here on WEEI with Ken and Curtis. We'll be right back from Fenway.
Thanks, Sam.
Thanks. Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Ken and Curtis on WEEI.
Download the Odyssey app and listen on demand anytime.
Fenway Fest 2026 at Fenway Park. Also, Wild Card Saturday. Both NFL games coming up today. Patriots tomorrow night. We had college football.
Sam just put a monitoring device on my iPhone.
I know she took a walk after that interview. Oh, you needed a cool down.
It's just... whatever. It's just a lot. I mean, there is a saying that has served me well, and I haven't followed it every day of my life, but the only way out is through. And you can either try and avoid going to the gym and then spend all your time fretting about clothes that can fit you.
Starting a wellness journal.
Or you can go to the gym and feel great in wearing anything. It's all the same amount of time. You can put off the doctor for 5 years. You're going to have to go to the doctor and get 5 years of work done. There's no way around it. That's why it's just so frustrating.
But you know what I think is reality? They offered Bregman a deal they thought he would take by now.
It's not
he
Bregman, hasn't. Ken. Bregman is not what I'm talking about. Bregman is bare minimum. I'm talking about a team that had a press conference where they went 89-73, which would not have been a playoff team had they been using their old rules. So the ownership creates a system where they get extra gates for playoff games. The team then says they're a playoff team by using that extra spot. They lose to the Yankees in brutal fashion in consecutive games at Yankee Stadium, something that in the past led Larry Lucchino to trade for Curt Schilling on Thanksgiving, sign Keith Folk, try and trade for Alex Rodriguez, do all of that. Now it's, well, I hope Sonny Gray pans out.
But if they had signed Polar Bear, would you feel differently?
Yes, well, of course. They could do several things.
Well, okay, but you can make an argument Bregman's a better player than Alonso.
Why couldn't you have both?
Okay, but that's different. If they had just signed Alonso and let Bregman go, you'd have been happy.
At this point, if Bregman is unsigned and they have Pete Alonso and they're still talking to Bregman, fans feel good.
Well, yeah, that's definite. But I think
I go back to Ken. I wanted to get the audio, but I never thought of it. It's probably gone. But the Saturday night that we did the show, it was in 2021. It was Max 2022.
The Mac Jones game.
The 2021 season. It was January of 22. We were on Saturday morning. This is probably the longest running show in Boston history. we were on Saturday morning, and that night, the Patriots were at Ralph Wilson Stadium in Orchard Park.
Mm-hmm.
And you and I both picked, brilliantly, Patriot win. And we said, this is the beginning. That night, they got their doors blown.
Yeah.
But the only silver lining was that Mac played pretty well. A brilliant play by Poyer, the safety, precluded them from getting a touchdown pass early in that game. The defense was atrocious, but we said, all right. Last offseason, they spent $250,000 bringing all these guys in. They draft Mac Jones. They have their quarterback. Now they need to take the next step. And then they pooped their pants. And I think that was the Cole Strange draft.
Poof.
And you look where they are and where how long it took them to get out of that. The Red Sox were at a place where the fans were back, and they were eager. And somebody within this organization, I have no idea who, was telling people that things were going to happen.
Yeah, that's unfortunate. As you pointed out to Sam, he had nothing he could say to that.
Right.
And it's not his fault.
Of course. I'm just saying that if you can see, and there are people, I am certain, on whatever day that was in December, that bought their Red Sox fan family member tickets because they got excited about what was coming their way.
By the way, you have a spill on your shirt. What happened?
It was coffee.
Oh, just now?
I finished it, but these stupid Starbucks cups, because you environmental Nazis.
Jeez.
Oh, God in heaven.
Wow.
I'm actually so excited. I'm lactating coffee.
You know what I'm excited about? We got Peyton Tolley at 11 o'clock. Is that,
are they going to show up at 10:59 and say you got 2 minutes?
I hope not, because I want to talk to this guy. That's one of the great feel-good stories of the year in Boston.
I mean,
Would you agree?
We need to return the Tolley booth.
Big mustache, that was Wiggy's nickname for him.
Right. Well, know? I mean, Wiggy is brilliant. I mean, he has a way with words.
So we'll cleanse a little bit with a good story with the Red Sox at 11. But in the meantime.
By the way, this sweater,
yeah,
really nice, right?
Very nice.
$19,
oh.
Target.
Okay, well, good. It's ruined now.
Not all of us are, you know, made of money like you.
Okay. the Patriots play tomorrow.
Yep.
The All-Pro selections have been announced, and Scheim is all a flutter on our text machine. Because
I mean this sincerely. What grown person gives a damn about the MVP? Honestly, who cares?
Oh, come on. You care about Brady's MVPs, don't you?
No, I care about 7 Super Bowls. Aaron Rodgers has won more MVPs than Tom Brady. Does anybody think Aaron Rodgers is a better career player than Tom Brady?
Well, I think that's why it's infuriating, and it is something fans
it's
do
good
care
because
about.
Because if you had to pick one, was there a Patriots fan within the sound of our voice that would say, I want Drake to win the MVP, but I don't want them to win the Super Bowl? Would anybody trade a Super Bowl for an MVP?
No.
So,
but if you don't win a Super Bowl and you get an MVP, it makes you feel better.
No, because guess what? If you get right now, Mike Vrabel saw that first team, not a single Patriot on the first team All-Pro of a team that went 14-3.
Oh, bulletin board.
And he got all excited. He spilled his coffee on his shirt. And he said, this is great because nobody – whatever you can use between now and the Super Bowl – to motivate your guys will be a benefit.
First team offense, Matthew Stafford. Second team, Drake May. So now Scheim has dove back into last year's numbers in the All-Pro voting compared to the NFL MVP. Last year, Lamar Jackson was first team with 30 votes, and Josh Allen had 18, but Allen went on to win the MVP anyway. Just like this year, Stafford is first team All-Pro with 31 votes. Drake got 18, so perhaps this is a sign Drake will indeed win the most valuable player.
Well, and a sign that Ben Volen is the worst writer in Boston remains that. He quote tweets this guy, and he goes, with Stafford getting 31 votes to May's 18, it seems pretty clear Stafford's winning the MVP without having any understanding of the historical significance of that. But either way, I don't care. It doesn't bother me at all. I think it's good for the fans to have sort of this, like, rage, the players to be able to utilize it.
It's good. A little chip on the shoulder.
I mean, Lamar Jackson won. We haven't talked, by the way, since the Lamar Jackson.
We haven't talked in a while. You were in Florida for a month.
Yeah. Well, you know, one day I hope you get there. John Harbaugh fired.
Yeah.
And Lamar Jackson, I am fascinated as to what the future holds. And I really believe that John Harbaugh is waiting to see what happens in Buffalo tomorrow.
He should.
Because that would be the perfect job for him.
And I agree.
I mean, honestly, if the Bills don't win a Super Bowl and John Harbaugh wants to coach your team, I would bring him in.
I'm shocked that Harbaugh didn't last longer than Tomlin. Shocked.
Unbelievable. Did you see that meme where it was, or whatever the hell they call it, where they had, like, Tomlin fired on both sides of a miss, or Tomlin fired's name was in the middle if it went through,
the
and
posts.
On the other sides it was Harbaugh fired with that one kick. I mean, they say it wasn't a reaction to that Harbaugh was on his way out. That story by Preston, it was in the middle of Christmas vacation. That was that was Holler-esque in its takedown of Lamar Jackson. I mean, up to that point, we had heard a couple things, but that was like an absolute cutting him out at the knees. I mean, the stuff in that story about having to do practices in the afternoon because of video games, that he wouldn't do studying, that he was not ready, that he was not a leader, that he was not the hardest working guy, like that was...
Well, so who will Baltimore hire to try to correct that
a player
situation?
Coach. I mean, I could see... what do you think about McDaniel going to Baltimore? Maybe as the OC. I don't know who the head coach is going to be. That's the thing with this is it's like, I get it. Maybe he, you know, overstayed his welcome, but you're not going to get a better coach than John Harbaugh.
Well, that's what's interesting about this weekend. Now, obviously, you got the Pats game.
Right.
But the Bills-Jags game, in terms of significance,
awesome.
And just like McDermott's future, and you're right, they should hire Harbaugh. I would even take Tomlin over McDermott if I'm a Bills fan.
Sick.
You know, if you're going to have to wait it out. Maybe Belichick. I don't know. You've thrown that out there in the past. I don't think so, but... There are a lot of things that could happen with the Bills should they lose, but if they keep winning, and you know it's the Patriots and the Bills in the AFC Championship game, then maybe they keep McDermott for the long haul. I don't know. You know, it's hard to fire him after he makes a title game.
The one thing that is back, though, is outside of Bill and Tom, the biggest reason for the 20-year run is the absolute dog poop of the division. Like, the Bills are good, but the Jets are one of the worst teams I've ever seen. I'm shocked that Glenn's coming back. They weren't even close in those games.
Did not have a takeaway in the interception department.
You are a secondary guy. You played corner. Was it safety or corner, Glenn?
Corner, I think.
You were a corner in the NFL at a very high level, and your team through 17 weeks doesn't have a single interception.
It's amazing.
And they were just so dead in that final game. Oh, my God. And then the Dolphins, total and complete dumpster fire.
So for the game itself, Pats and Bolts, I know you feel like it's a Pats win.
Yes.
But you have been a little more cautious than others. Not Ninkovich was picking blowout.
We forget.
Which I don't agree with either.
We forget how hard these games are to win.
Yeah.
Like, I was, you know, you go back through them, right? You got the Jaguars in Gillette Stadium the 2017 season. Pats had to come back by 10 points in the fourth quarter. Even those games against the Texans or the Chiefs in the early rounds prior to Mahomes, when you had, was it like Brock Osweiler and the Letterman Jackets? Like, those games were all sub-10-point finishes. So you're going to look at this game and say that the Pats are going to blow doors?
Yep.
No chance.
Well, we're at Fenway Park. It's Fenway Fest 2026. Peyton Tolley is here. Are you ready to come on now? If he's ready, let's do it.
All right. We're
supposed to do it at 11 o'clock, but
this is great.
I am excited. We're going to talk to one of these stories in Boston sports.
Good to see you.
Here in 2026. How are you, Peyton?
Well,
have a seat.
That is a big hand, I'll tell you that.
That is.
Air shake
to Doug Lane, our producer. Kenny Curtis live from Fenway, and Peyton Tolley is our guest here at Fenway Fest. Have you been to Boston in the winter, or is this the first trip?
This is the first time, yeah.
I'm so sorry.
But he's an Oklahoma guy, right? So you've dealt with some tough winters, right? So not a big...
We've had some tough ones. Is there any way I can turn this down?
Oh, yeah. Doug, can you turn him down? There? I think he can control you.
Oh, dear.
Oh, it's just... I'm like...
Blasting. Whoa, Sam Kennedy was here. He wanted to hear us loud and clear. So maybe that's...
It's perfect.
Sam was listening to something else.
Part of the problem.
That's perfect. That
any better?
Perfect, yes.
There we go.
But yeah, Oklahoma winters, we can get tough. We get extreme ones, but like Christmas this year was sunny at 75. We were golfing. Got a sweat on it. It was nice. So I was like, we can make this a Christmas tradition until next year whenever it's 25 again. So, but yeah.
What is the wildest thing you have experienced as a Boston Red Sox player from the nutjobs that follow this team? And I say that as one that was upset as well.
They follow us everywhere. Yeah. There's people that have asked to sign cards, some crazy, like we were at BC yesterday, and there's a young man that comes and says, hey, can we get sick? Where'd you come from? they're everywhere, and that's what makes it fun. So, get a little loud on Twitter, so I'm like, get away from that a little bit.
I do not recommend Twitter.
Yeah, no, Twitter, it used to be, you scroll the funniest tweet you've ever seen in your life, and then the next one's, it's like, why'd they say that about me?
Exactly.
It's a crazy app, but
the negative comments always supersede the good ones.
So. Absolutely, but we learn to get away from it. And
good,
but yeah, I have nothing but great things to say about these people.
Just on that though, like a huge story since legalized sports betting has come everywhere, mm-hmm. and I think I heard Matt Light talking about this. A lot of athletes have publicly talked about how the vitriol players get now is worse. Like, is that something you guys talk about at all? About the way in which these fans will react now that they're actually not just losing a game for their favorite team, right. They're losing, some money as
yeah,
well.
I think it's definitely something that it can be a problem now these days with everything going on, and luckily I've kind of been able to evade some of this stuff, but yeah, some of the families and everything, it's like, whoa, dude. Like,
yeah, Liam Hendricks dealt with that
yeah,
with his family.
Exactly, so it's a crazy world we live in now, but it's...
Can't control it.
Yeah.
Red Sox pitcher Peyton Tolley, our guest. Now, you're probably tired of talking about it. I don't know if you are or not, but your debut from this year, August 29th, the Skeens game.
Yeah.
It's just...
I thought that was high
five. Give a high five.
I love a good high five, so I'll never turn those down.
I mean, I get goosebumps just thinking about it, because it was... Not only you had the call-up, you had the great video they took in the... did you know you were on camera in the Worcester, in your manager's office?
I looked in. It was a long walk from... we were in Durham, and it was a long walk from the field to that office. So, like, the mind was rolling, and I walked in there, and not a great job of hiding the phone.
You knew something was coming.
I was like, oh, wow, this is actually... Okay. Try not to cry. You're on camera. Like, let's. it was crazy, but a great night. Yeah,
but a great debut. And you talked about floating on the field and everything like that. I mean, I know you're looking forward, and it's 2026. But do you sometimes just think back of what a great debut it was and what a great season it was for you.
Yeah, that was a lot of like the first 2 weeks of being home was like trying to reflect on how just try to slow down, like really think about the whole year. It's like some nights were just blurs and some nights were like debut night. You remember every kind of single bit of it. But yeah, it was incredible. And I thought it kind of felt like the first night of like starting to gear into that postseason feel, and the energy that night was incredible. And like, I'll never forget that. Like after the first strikeout that I had, and then I took a long walk around the mound, just kind of like look at everyone like, wow, this is pretty neat. And just kind of really, really proud of being there, being in that moment. So it was incredible. So, but yeah. I'm hoping, you say, are you getting sick of it? Like, I'm hoping to get another moment.
Yeah,
like,
right.
I want to talk about something else.
Well, you came in a playoff game. You had the Yankee Stadium moment. You've had several moments.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. At our company, Ken films me when he says I can't get a raise. I find this fascinating. So, you know, getting to the big leagues is obviously a major accomplishment. Your family, their role, like that moment, all of that, like how has this been for you and your family just to see, for them to see you achieve one of your dreams?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's been really, really fun that dad has been kind of a part of everything. I tried to call him every day throughout the season, and him and Charlie, my brother, to be there at the game was so special. And to kind of share, they came down on the field after the game to just have that like moment of like, wow, this is a, like, dad needs TJ right now from how many, I mean, for hitting way back, but like playing catch with him, like, it's just all the work that, you know, that all three of us has put in.
Right.
It's kind of like accumulated to that moment, and it was special.
Like, I mean, the amount of hours, right?
Oh my gosh, yeah. So it was really like, I'm like, am I getting choked up right now thinking about this? But yeah, it's just a special moment for
all. I mean, the odds are impossible. Like, it's, I mean, to be the best pitcher who's able to stay healthy, has this place, right time, and then was it their first time in Boston as well when we got here?
We got to come just after the draft.
Oh, okay.
But it was their
first time at Fenway.
Yeah. So it was, there's videos of them, and like, I was coming off the mound, the camera pans to them, and they're just in, they're like, whoa, like just the look on their faces is awesome.
Now, when you get up here and you're in the clubhouse and it's like Bregman and it's Chapman and there's veteran players in there, how quickly do you become one of the guys? Can you just go up to Aroldis and say, hey, what are you doing here? Or is there still like a bit of a...
You got $5?
I think that was one of the things that really helped me, was like they like opened their arms to me. I think having guys like Roman, Marcelo, and then quickly after me with Connolly is like they opened their arms to us, and like, you know, I'm took me a little bit to stop saying yes sir and Mr. Bregman, Mr. Story, how are we doing today? It's like like they had to, like, can you stop saying that? And I'm like, it's kind of in my nature, I'm sorry. But they opened their arms to us, and like, you know, Chappie, I'm right next to him in the locker room, so it was really fun. Just like, it took about a week for me to be like, okay, we gotta stop like thinking, oh, these guys are way too cool for me. It's like, oh, we're here now. Like, we're kind of on the same, kind of on the same level.
You are, definitely.
But yeah, it was something really, really cool.
What's the best perk about traveling with a big league club that you don't get in the minors?
Your own row on the flight.
Wow.
Yeah, I get to spread out a little bit, and
you're not waiting to see if somebody walking down is at 6 feet.
Exactly. You know, I had that on the flight here. I'm like, please don't sit next to me. Please don't. Okay, yes. that's good. The buses are nice. The food's unreal.
What's the food like post-game spreads? Is that what you're talking about?
Oh, yeah. Everything. Everything's good.
The Patriots released a video this week about what the players do on the road. So it's like they have a meal before they get on the plane. They have a meal on the plane, meal when they land. When you conclude a game at night, you're flying to Baltimore, what's the food like? The guy I work with in the morning, Greg Hill, is obsessed with food, so I have to get
God, yeah, I mean, it was all like...
steaks way too often.
Really?
Awesome. So I was like, well, I love this. Wow. Being a kid from Oklahoma, like the Friday night steak night, it's woo, let's go. And then being here, it's like, well, this is the third night in a row that we've had steak.
Right.
But meal post game, and then they have stuff on the flight. If it's a shorter flight, maybe it's a little snack. There's sometimes, I think from Sacramento back here, we had like a burrito. It was still unreal.
Not
like,
bad.
And then
beats pop chips on JetBlue.
Exactly. The seasoned pretzels. I can't get behind it. I'm just like a salted pretzel.
Who wants a seasoned pretzel?
When you can get a burrito.
Right.
Peyton Tully, our guest. Now, can I do one geeky baseball question? Will you allow this, Curtis?
Well, he is a geek.
Your fastball.
That's Ken, not Peyton.
Has 17 inches of vertical movement and 7.5 feet of extension, which is the most for any pitcher in baseball. Is that true? Are you aware of those numbers? What does that mean? Does that mean anything?
Leverage.
It means something. It means trying to get closer to the batter whenever we release it. So,
like, is that something you work on? Like, you've been working on extension?
It's. I think it's something that, like, it's... This question has come up. It's like, it's something that... It's hard, too, because, like, everybody's body works differently, and, like, that's just kind of how mine is wired. Like, I'm more efficient whenever I can flow down the mound to get out there a little bit better. So where there's other guys out there that are super rotational and they're going to have shorter release, but like they're going to throw the ball hard or they're going to have crazy movement on it. So it's just things like you don't really work on, but it's just kind of how God created us. So
you have the super extension. That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Now, nicknames.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have a preferred one? Our morning show host, Wiggy, was going with the big mustache, but I don't know if you endorse that.
He's a little too creative.
I'm good with anything, you know. I've been called a lot of things.
The piglet.
You know, there's a couple of stories that I can tell off camera about what mom would call me, but, you know, she's great.
Ooh.
Yeah. But, you know, she loved Jesus, you know. So. But no, it's I'm good with anything. I can handle whatever it is. You know, there's a couple of words out there. It's like, all right, but I'm good with anything.
All right. Well, thank you so much for coming on.
Yeah, thank you, Peyton. Great chat. Guys. Good luck this year. We'll see you in Fort Myers.
Thank you so much.
Peyton Tully, the Boston Red Sox, here from Fenway Fest, presented by McFarland Energy, the heating, cooling, and bioheat delivery pros that Eastern Mass and all of Cape Cod depend on at McFarlandEnergy.com. By the E.L. Harvey Companies, including Nauset and Amiga Disposal, your local trash collection and recycling providers. Aviva Trattoria, Italian-inspired, American-made with fresh, whole, locally-sourced ingredients. And by Shaw's and Star Market, proud to be local since 1860. How can you not like that guy?
Oh, I love it.
That was tremendous.
Awesome.
All right, coming up next hour, Connelly Early, Carlos Narvaez, and more of Curtis's thoughts on the Pats and the Bolts tomorrow.
And we're going to get Craig Breslow for 16 seconds.
Okay, that'll be next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no, so my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now, I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.